Yo, yo, what it do, man? This that boy, Hellraiser Jones. And y'all already know who it is, man. I clown too much. Hey, but that's why you guys steady coming back, right? So, hey, I appreciate you guys, man. Just like I tell y'all on every episode, I appreciate you guys for rocking with me. I hope you guys continue to rock with me. Let's continue to build. Let's continue to get inside each other's mind, per se. You feel me? And today's episode is going to be really, really short, guys. I'm just telling y'all my prediction of the Super Bowl. So if you're one of those ones that's like, oh, man, you know, I wanted to watch it without, you know, without filter or without, you know, you want to watch it with an unbiased opinion, then you might not want to listen to this episode, you feel me? But I really, really appreciate if you would listen to this episode, you know what I'm saying? Because, hey, I can't have you skipping episodes. Now. I can't have you doing that, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, we'll get into that when we come right back, you feel me? So now that we're back, guys, let's talk about the Super Bowl, the big one, the whole shebang, the top of the gun, top gun, big gun, as my grandfather would say. Super Bowl. You know, it's a lot of money that goes into the Super Bowl every year. A lot of money. Think about it. From the commercials, like, man, I think the last I've heard, like, a 30-second slot during the Super Bowl time frame. I think a 30-second slot is anywhere up or 15,000, I think. Could be more. But I think it's at least 15,000 for a 30-second slot during the Super Bowl. So, all those funny little commercials and little jingles and stuff that we see during the Super Bowl, let's say that's 15,000 a piece right there. So that's already, you know, some nice little change, right? Okay. So on top of that, each seat at the Super Bowl is very overpriced. Like, I forgot what artist just came out and tweeted, that the Super Bowl wasn't really for the fans of football, because the prices are ridiculous. I think nosebleed seats was like maybe $4,500, and floor seats was like $15,000. And you're talking about $4,500 for nosebleed of a 60-minute game? Like, sure, some people probably can't afford that. I mean, let's say some everyday people, because of course, you know, celebrities can afford it, you know. So we'll exclude them out of this conversation. So everyday people. Some everyday people probably can afford that, you know. But you're paying $4,500 to be in the nosebleed. It's like, probably in a normal game, you probably may pay, and it's probably not even that much, you may pay $4,500 for floor seats. So you see how that's reversed right there? Like, just because it's Super Bowl, everything is jacked up. You know what I'm saying? So, Super Bowl, whoever holds the Super Bowl that year, they're clearly racking in buku's the money. You know what I'm saying? So, I said all that to say this. The Rams, the second team in history to make it to the Super Bowl to play at their own home field. So, by them being the second team in history, right after Tom Brady, to have the opportunity to play at home, me personally, I don't see no chance in the world that they blow that. Especially by it being Matthew Stafford's first Super Bowl appearance. I don't think it's his first playoff appearance. It might be. But I know for a fact it's his first Super Bowl appearance. His first Super Bowl appearance. I mean, let's be honest. Matt is not getting younger. He's not getting no younger. So, by this being his first rodeo ride, Odell Beckham's first rodeo ride, Jalen Ramsey's first rodeo ride, Von Miller already has a ring, but Aaron Donald, all those guys, they've been around for a little second, you know, just waiting on their opportunity to, you know, get a ring. All those guys, they're not going to go down without a fight. I mean, let's be real about that. They're not going down without a fight. The Bengals, on the other hand, sure, they're going to come out swinging. They're going to do everything that they can to try to take it home. But at the end of the day, I feel that the Bengals are just the young squad that's up and coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to have their shot. But I don't feel that this is their opportunity. This right here is just their rodeo to let people know, hey, we're here. And, you know, we're going to be around for a little while. You know, kind of like Kansas City, when Kansas City first burst up on the scene, like, could nobody really stop them, you know what I'm saying? They, every year they was at the Super Bowl, every year, you know what I'm saying? I think this year is the start of that for the Bengals. Like, maybe not every year like Kansas City, but I think it's their start of saying, hey, we're the Bengals, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all not gonna, you know, keep running over us the way that people used to run over us in the past. No, we're not that team no more. So I think this is their identity stage, let's say that. But I do think that the Rams clearly have the advantage from the veteran standpoint. They got the veteran quarterback, they got some veteran receivers, they got some veteran people on defense. Versus as the Bengals has, they have, don't get me wrong, they got a nice receiving core, they got a nice little well put together team, but it's a lot of inexperience on that team, you feel me? Like, they're relatively young. So, experience always wins, in my opinion. So, there's that factor. Number two, or should I say number three, because I did say Matthew Stafford's never win in the whole Rams being the second in history. All right, so let's say number three. Number three, the halftime show. You bringing out the whole West Coast. And in my opinion, I really do believe Tupac would be there. Not Tupac. Of course, I'm talking about the hologram. We're not going to get into that whole if you think Tupac is alive or not. You know what I'm saying? We'll say that for another podcast, right? So, I do believe Tupac hologram would be there. Maybe to close out the halftime show. And, you know, can you think about all the screaming fans just going just berserk, you know what I'm saying, over this concert? Like, man, this is probably going to be one of the best concerts in forever, you know what I'm saying? The whole West Coast, man, you got Dr. Dre, you got Snoop, you got Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and then newcomer Kendrick Lamar. You already know what Kendrick can do, though, man. Kendrick is the new form of the West Coast, man. It's like, bro, I don't think there's been a halftime show I've been more anticipated about in, since I've been watching football, bro. Like, man, this is it. This is that halftime show right here, bro. Like, when I first heard the news that all of those people was going to be there, I'm like, man. And I'm like, can the Super Bowl be tomorrow? Like, man, this is going to be one epic concert, man. Like, I still can't believe that they have all these people, man, you know what I'm saying? But not to get off track. So, you know, Snoop Dogg has ties to a lot of those people, man. So I really do believe that Tupac will make his debut at the Super Bowl in hologram form. It would only be right. And so all of that energy there, all of that energy and the Rams' hungerness alone clearly gives them the advantage to me. And last but not least, Kurt Warner, right? Rams legend, right? The Warner movie is out. I haven't saw it yet, but I think it's doing pretty well, you know what I'm saying? I think I've heard a couple of little reviews on it. I think a few people says, you know, it's pretty good. So, I mean, you have that. the Warner movie. You know what I'm saying? So all those things right there ties into it being the Rams' year, man. It's like, it's kind of almost like it goes back to Hurricane Katrina and then the Saints won. I mean, you know, like every year there's always something that kind of lets you know who year's going to be. You know what I'm saying? And to me, this year, the whole, you know, second team in history, the halftime show, I mean, just all those events leading up to the Super Bowl, it kind of just lets me know that, you know, this is the Rams year. I mean, you know, they had their shot the time with Jared Goff, made it to the Super Bowl. I think it was, who did they lose to in that Super Bowl? It wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty, man. Like, they came all that way only to get shut out at the playoff. Well, not shut out completely, but they wasn't the same Rams team that we witnessed all season long. Let's say that. So, once again, y'all know I don't like to keep a lot of y'all time, man. So, I just wanted to, you know, briefly say what will be my prediction for the Super Bowl. I ain't gonna say no score or anything like that, but I will say that I don't think it's gonna be a blowout by any means. Maybe a 3-4 point game, you know what I'm saying? And I do think that the way that they're gonna stage it up, because, you know, most people they get to they go up big on the Bengals and then the Bengals come back. I think this one is actually going to be totally opposite. I think the Bengals are going to actually go up maybe 14-3 or so. And then I think the Rams are going to start charging back. You feel me? Then after halftime, I think that the Rams are just pretty much going to, you know, take the lead and kind of just hold the lead from there. You know what I'm saying? So, got a couple days to see if I'm right or if I'm wrong, you know what I'm saying? I hope I'm not wrong, you know, got money on the line, but hey, that is all in the name of gambling, right? That's a whole nother subject too, so. But at the end of the day, man, like I say, I truly appreciate you guys for, you know, sticking around with your boy, you know, staying and checking out the podcast, and I will see you guys on the next one. Keep saying I will see you guys. I need to go ahead and start this video podcast, man, because I keep saying I will see you guys next time on the podcast. But I will talk to you guys on the next podcast. And until then, hey, keep your head up, keep God first, and always love yourself. Feel me? Your boy, El Razor Jones. Yes, sir.